Welcome, everyone, to this week's edition of Inside BU Hockey. Inside BU Hockey this week, we get started with Coach Jay Pandolfo from Boston University Terriers, offering his insight as the Terriers get ready to travel to Maine to face the Maine Black Bears in a two-game Hockey East weekend series. And our time with Jay is sponsored by CNR Search. CNR Search, an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. You can contact Bob Barish, that's Bob, B-A-R-I-C-H, at CNRsearch.com. Winners joining winners, proud sponsor of Boston University Hockey. Jay, as we welcome you in, look back to last week before we look ahead, and I would say looking back with a smile to the performance of the Terriers, again, bouncing back on a Saturday night and a really thorough effort up at Saugus Arena to come away with a 5-2 win.
Yeah.
It's so important with a good start, as you mentioned, after the game. It really was focused, locked in from the drop of the puck. That was really encouraging. It was a scoreless first period, but you could see that the focus was there right away, right at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, no question. And that's clearly been a bit of an issue for us, especially on Fridays. For whatever reason, we're still searching for these reasons, trying to, you know, even talking to the players, what can we do different during the week, you know, to get better prepared for Friday. You know, we haven't really done much different from a preparation standpoint than we typically do. So that's why, you know, we're as a staff trying to figure out why we're having the efforts we're getting from our group on Fridays. And, you know, hopefully this weekend, you know, we can find a way to just have the right effort and the right mindset in another tough environment.
Mention about 5-on-5 and five 5-on-5 goals there in that second period. And the strengths of the team really coming to the forefront, Jay, in terms of how you envision this team, how you want to play. You talk about direct and identity, but great to see the speed, the transition, the pace, and the ability to get goals off the initial rush.
Yeah, I think the transition game was much better that night. And it starts with, you know, having good defensive structure, good structure in the neutral zone, making sure our forwards are working back so our D can stay up and have better gaps so they can end plays quicker. All these things that we're trying to get better at, a lot of it showed up on Saturday, which was nice to see. The puck management portion of our game is still a work in progress. It was an issue on Friday night, not as much of an issue on Saturday night, and you know the results were, you know, obviously different.
And the defensive side too, in terms of limiting grade A's. I mean, with the exception of the breakaway that was given up when you had the 5-minute man down, I don't remember really an odd man or a lot of real grade A opportunities or quality opportunities that you gave up.
No, we did a much better job. Our attention to detail defensively was much better. Our stick positioning, our willing to end plays quicker so the other team can't spend, you know, a lot of time in your own. And I think that was our best game from a possession in our defensive zone was very low, so that they did not have a lot of zone time. And I think that it was a credit to our, you know, our 5-man units defensively that we're doing a much better job ending plays and getting going on transition. And, you know, that's certainly, if you look at the last 2 years, that's been one of our strengths. And this year it hasn't been up to this point. And hopefully, you know, we can build off of that game on Saturday. We've been looking to do that off some other games that we've played pretty well on
and good to see some of the guys that you know that you're going to need offensively productive in the game. Quinn Hudson with a pair of goals. Matt Capone, Jack Harvey had a strong game for you, two-point game. Capone with a three-point game. Capone, really a guy to watch right now, Jay. I mean, he was the leading scorer at Merrimack a year ago. You know he's got some skills. Really seems to be coming to the forefront with the confidence in his game and his ability to really impact the game with his skill level. You got some terrific hands.
Yeah, he's. I think he's starting to really feel comfortable here. Any transfer is going to take a little bit of an adjustment period. So for him, he just seems much more comfortable, much more confident. He was pretty good both Michigan games as well. I thought he was pretty good on Friday. He's been, you know, especially the last little stretch, one of our better forwards. He can really impact the game. He can drag guys into the fight, and that's what really like about Capone, and he's starting to feel more comfortable doing that. So, great weekend for him. So he can really attack, too, off the rush, which helps us, and you saw that on Saturday.
And Max LaQuire in goal, you went with him on Saturday. Solid effort from him. Stopped the breakaway, the one grade A in particular. But the team seemed to have confidence and rallied around in front of him and protected the house in front of him.
Yeah, Max played excellent. We felt confident with Max. He's played for us. He played the Harvard game for us. Played very well. Got put in against North Dakota in a tough tough game where we certainly weren't at our best. And you know he stood in there and played well. We just thought it was a good opportunity to get him in. It was a tough stretch at home for us, you know, giving up a lot of goals, and you know, I thought it was just a great opportunity to get him in, get Chewy a little bit of a rest and a reset. So that was the reasoning behind that, and Max played very well.
Faceoffs, big advantage at the dot when you add it up over the two nights. So it's 75 to 47, I believe, with the numbers there. And I mean, a lot of it starts there in terms of the game that you want to play and puck possession and control and being able to play that direct game. And when you directly can get possession off the faceoff, that goes a long way in that direction.
Yeah, that's important for our team to make sure that we're ready off faceoffs. That usually says a lot about how we're going to play. I know we had decent faceoffs too on Friday, but overall, like when we're winning faceoffs, that's when, you know, you can see our team's ready from whenever the puck drops, whether it's the first shift or the last shift, and that's something that has to be a focus for us. And you know, it's not just on the centerman; it's on, you know, all five guys on the ice knowing their assignments and knowing what they need to do off every draw.
Much better job on penalties since the Friday night against Michigan. You took just one on Saturday in the Michigan game, and then you took just one on Friday. Unfortunately, you gave up power play goals both those times. Saturday night, you had to survive a pretty significant five-minute measure with Bemedian down a defenseman there, a guy that had really been going well paired with Willander.
Yeah, it was, anytime you whether it's intentional or unintentional, you grab any sort of the face mask, it's an automatic five. So that was tough to have that happen. I thought we weathered the storm pretty well. Obviously, we gave up the one power play goal during the five-minute major, and then they got another power play and you know, end up scoring again. No question right now, we obviously our whole game isn't where we want it to be, and penalty kill is another part of that. It started off the year very well, first three or four games, and it's been going the wrong way here for a bit. So trying to make some adjustments to find a way to do a better job with that. You know, again, giving up three power play goals in the weekend isn't good enough, especially with the first night. And you go back to the Michigan game too, take two penalties. Whether they're good penalties or not, you can always argue that. But when you're only giving up one a game, in those two games, you have to find a way to kill it. And we didn't, and it cost us in both those games. So it's something that, you know, we're working towards getting better in that area.
and much better also checking the box on Saturday or closing out. I mean, all the goals was just a bit of an aberration. All seven goals in the game were scored in the second period, but having leads going into the third period, that had been an issue recently, but it was a good job. It was a thorough job down the stretch to play with the lead, which is where you want to be playing.
Yeah, I thought especially the first 10 minutes of the third period were in that game where we were really solid. I thought the last 10, again, we got a little bit careless with some of our decisions. I'm not saying we gave up a lot of chances. You know, a team's going to push when they're down three goals, but I just thought we stopped playing for a little bit there, which was a little disappointing. So, again, like trying to look at the positives coming out of that game overall, it was a really solid effort from our group. I just still thought the last 10 minutes we got a little too casual. We gave up a couple chances we didn't need to, especially probably the last 5 minutes. So it's something, again, you have to be able to play a certain way from when the puck drops till the end buzzer. And there's going to be mistakes over the course of the game. It's not that. It's just more playing a certain way. You make some mistakes, that's fine. But I just thought we lost our way a little bit there the last 7 minutes of the game.
Maybe a little less connected. I know that's a word that you used Saturday, that when the team's going well, you come back to being connected in all three zones so that there is a seamless quality, there's a continuity to the game that you want to play that direct game.
Yeah, you need that in all three zones. And, you know, we certainly had it for the most part in the defensive zone that night, not giving up much of anything. I can't remember how many even strength shots they had, but there certainly wasn't a lot. We only gave up, I think, 19 the whole game. So, and they had the five-minute major and I think how many shots they had on that, but we certainly didn't give up probably more than 15 even strength shots the whole game. So that tells you that your group's connected through the, in the D zone and coming back into the D zone, which is another important thing for our group, making sure we're coming back and protecting the middle of the ice. And we did that for the most part really well on Saturday. And again, that's been a point of emphasis for us. And, I thought getting through the neutral zone much better. And then in the offensive zone, we had a little bit more sustained pressure than we've had, and that's something that we have to have, because the more time you can spend in the offensive zone, the less time you have to defend, and that's always been a strength of ours as well. And this year, up to this point, it hasn't been, and I thought we saw some good signs of that on Saturday.
And everybody available as you get ready for the trip to Maine. I know you've been in the lab and experimenting with line combinations and trying to find some chemistry there. But the availability there and maybe bringing some things back that you had Saturday in terms of who's going to be playing with who.
Yeah, no, it's disappointing. We're not going to have, doubtful. Definitely tomorrow, not going to have Zetterberg or Svoboda available. I'd say more doubtful even for Saturday. Outside chance, one of the two might be available on Saturday. But they haven't practiced all week, so it's be tough to put them in the lineup tomorrow. I don't think they're going to be cleared anyways. Saturday, there's an outside chance because I believe they're both, or at least one of them is going to skate hopefully today, and then hopefully they get a skate in tomorrow, and then maybe they can be available for Saturday. But right now, probably out for tomorrow and doubtful for Saturday.
Okay. And as far as with both goaltenders having played last weekend, you given some thought as far as rotation or what the circumstances will be for this weekend?
Yeah, still haven't made that decision. Decision be made today.
Sure.
We're actually practicing up at Maine, so we'll still got a little time to think about it. Both goalies have been good this week. Decision we'll make later on and decide who we're going to go with.
And coming and just concluding about Maine 6-2-1 overall, frustration of being swept at Boston College. It seemed like they had game in hand on Friday until Boston College said otherwise with what they did down the stretch to be able to take the first one. Your thoughts facing them and facing them at Alphon? You are all too familiar about what that building is like when the Black Bears are an elite team and the place is rocking. You had that experience during your four-year career at the height of it.
It's a lot of fun to play there.
Sure.
I mean, I'm glad our group's already somewhat experienced that at North Dakota.
Yes.
Similar type environment. They play a certain way. They're very comfortable playing in that building. So we just have to be ready to, you know, especially early on, the first on a on the road, first 10 minutes on the road is just really just keeping it simple and, you know, making sure you're not spending time in your own end and try to keep the crowd out of it. That, I think that's a huge part of playing in that type of environment.
Be ready for a heavy game, Jay.
Oh, no question. Yeah, they're physical.
No
play
doubt.
Heavy. And that's okay. That's okay. We've faced that before. So our guys, you know, they'll be up for the challenge.
No doubt. Yeah, looking forward to the weekend as everybody is in Terrier Nation with the Terriers and the Black Bears kind of waking up the echoes of if Prince was here, party like it's 1999 up in Orono. That's what the Terriers will be looking at. Coach, thanks very much. Appreciate your time here this week and look forward to this weekend at Alfond Arena in Orono. All the best.
Thanks, Bernie.
Terrier head coach Jay Pandolfo, our guest here. Our time with Jay, once again, sponsored by CNR Search. CNR Search, winners joining winners, proud sponsor of Boston University Hockey. It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels, and that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations: 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel. CNR Search is an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. The CNR Search mission is to provide outstanding leadership solutions by identifying and evaluating the most qualified candidates for their client organizations. If you're a candidate or company seeking executive search solutions, reach out to Bob Barish at cnrsearch.com. That's Bob, B-A-R-I-C-H, at cnrsearch.com. CNR Search, winners joining winners. Proud sponsor of Boston University Hockey.
Welcome to Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Baked fresh, baked daily. With locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. I'm Allison DeWitt. Our time this week with Boston University women's ice hockey player Maeve Kelly is sponsored by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers. Hurt? Gotta call Glassman. Okay, Maeve, I want to start off with your team has had such a great start to the season. You're on a 9-game unbeaten streak. How are you guys enjoying this ride and building on it each week?
Yeah, obviously it's so awesome. We haven't had a winning streak that long since my time here. And I think maybe even in the time that our grad students have been here. So I think we're all just, you know, trying to live in the moment, soak in every game and then do our best. And I think that good things are coming our way because we're doing the right things and we're working hard and we're having fun doing it.
Awesome. It's your second season with Coach Watchorn. How do you think this success reflects on the hard work you've put in with her?
I think obviously last year it was a learning curve. Like, we were learning how she wants us to play and we were learning how to build relationships with each other, like her with us and us with her. So I think that as we've gotten more comfortable with her now, we had obviously a lot of returners. So we know what she wanted from us kind of. So it was easier to like onboard those new girls into the system. And I think that as we've all gotten a lot more close with Tara, obviously, it's just been easier for us to just be like buy into what she's saying because we all really respect her as our coach. And I think that it's really paying off us like doing the little things that and giving the systems that she's given us, doing the right things inside that system. And I think that it just came with time. I think it was a little bit of a learning curve last year. And I think that now that we've all gotten closer to her and closer as a team, all the right things are just happening and they're falling into place.
Awesome. So I know it was a while back, but your team took a trip to your home state in the beginning of October. What was it like being back in Minnesota to play?
Yeah, it was so awesome. Obviously, Minnesota hockey is a huge part of my identity and of the identity of Minnesota. So it was really awesome just to be able to finally play in front of my whole extended family and just to play that style of hockey again and just for everyone like on the team to see where I came from and then have the team come back to my house also when we were there it was kind of a full circle moment for sure.
That's awesome. I know you mentioned how big hockey is in Minnesota. I know you had some experience in the state tournament playing a few times. How exciting was that when you experienced it?
Yeah, the state tournament is probably the biggest thing when it comes to Minnesota hockey. It's an unreal experience. Like, I just don't even think that words can really describe just how much of a big deal it is, and the whole state comes together. You get school off, everybody goes to every game, like they sell out an NHL rink. It's unlike anything I've ever been a part of, for sure.
That's so awesome. So I want to talk about last weekend with Merrimack. You guys limited them to 24 shots. How were you able to fend them off so well?
We've spent a lot of time covering our neutral zone, so just not letting them get those high quality looks on entry, making them dump the puck, making them do things that they don't want to do in all areas of the ice. I think that our forwards have done an incredible job on the forecheck, especially deep in the offensive zone, so that allows us as defensemen also to just keep the play in front of us and make them do things they don't want to do. And we've spent, I think our D zone has always been something that we haven't really struggled with. I think that's been something that we've picked up pretty quickly. So just honing in on the things that we know we can do and shutting them down when we can.
And those things you know you can do. I know your coaches talk a lot about your success and being able to keep your opposition on the perimeter and sort of away from the net. How are you guys, how do you practice, how often do you focus on that in practice?
I think it's something that we try to bring into every single practice, like compete battles. I think that even if it's an offensive practice, like I know that me and my other teammates are working on, oh, maybe I can try and work on my defensive skill here or there. So I think that trying to work on every skill that we do, even if the practice isn't necessarily focused on that one specific skill, is something that we as a team have gotten a lot better at. And I think that we all try to practice our standards every single day, even if it's not necessarily one skill focused.
And then I know up at Merrimack, I heard the ice conditions weren't really that great with as the game went on. How were you guys able to keep the puck moving with all that slush?
Yeah, I think it was just one of those things where you have to control what you can control, and we obviously tried not to let it bother us or hurt our game at all, but some things are just out of your control, and we just tried to do the little things right, help each other out. Obviously, if a puck gets stuck, it's nobody's fault, but as long as we had someone back, a little bit of extra coverage. So I think we just took a little extra time to make sure the puck got where we wanted it to go.
Okay, awesome. And I know, so Saturday, despite Merrimack only having 8 shots, 3 did go in. What did your team learn from that game after facing that frustration?
Yeah, I think that we came together after every period and we talked about what we wanted to work on. And I think that our play wasn't really representative of how the game turned out to be. Like, obviously, we got the win, which is something, honestly, in years past, if we do play the way and those goals do happen, I don't know if we necessarily would have still come out with a win in those games. So being able to scrape out a win, even when, bounces aren't going your way or the score isn't reflecting what's happening in the game, I think that us coming together as a team and being able to be like, you know what, we're going to fix this period, going out and fixing it, being able to be happy with our play is like honestly the biggest thing that we can take out of that game and then just kind of put it behind us and work towards the next few games.
I know another big takeaway from your coach post game was she talked a lot about being able to respond well under pressure. How would you describe the response your team had?
Yeah, I think once again, it just comes back to us leaning on each other. Obviously, no one can do it alone. So we really do look to each other. Like, if I have a question, I know I don't have to necessarily go to coach. I can be like, hey, like to my line mates or to my teammates, and be like, what do you guys think we should do here? How can we make this better? So I think that being able to lean on each other is something that has really helped us through adversity and through pressure times. Like, if I need to calm down, I know that my teammates, they'll have my back and be like, hey, you know what? Take a breather. It's fine. So I think that. Yeah, being able to lean on each other is what's helped us.
And then I want to mention, obviously, this is the third game of this series. It's hard, winning in threes. But how did it feel coming out on top and getting the extra point after dealing with overtime in the shootout?
Yeah, it felt great. Honestly, anytime we can get a win in any way, it's going to feel good. So being able to go through that series without a loss, especially, and continuing the win streak is felt great. Yeah. Our hard work's paying off, so it feels good.
Awesome. And looking ahead to BC this week, it's a huge rivalry. So, how does that affect your feelings heading into the game?
I think that we're just trying to play like it's another game. Obviously, we know BC is a great opponent and we're going to work hard and do the right things. But at the end of the day, our game plan doesn't really change. We're going to do the things that we know how to do. We're going to do our systems. We're going to do the things that we've been taught to do, that Tara's coaching us to do. And it's a big game. It's a heated game. We hope that a lot of people get out there, and it's probably going to be pretty stressful and a lot of pressure. But I think that our team's up to the challenge, and if we just keep doing what we're doing, I think we'll be okay.
And how do you think your team and theirs really match up?
Yeah, I think that they're a team that likes to capitalize off the rush. They like to make pretty plays and they get the puck in deep, they go to work. So I think that's pretty similar to us. Obviously, we like to get our offense going and it's been happening for us this year, obviously. So I think that if we can shut them down, don't let them get those zone entries, make them dump the puck, make them have to work for it, I think that that's how we can shut them down.
And then I know we mentioned it's a tough matchup. You guys are both top 15 in the polls. How does that sort of affect your game plan, and how are you going to try to ride that through the series?
Yeah, I think that it just adds a little more fuel to the fire for sure. Like we're neck and neck, we're one behind them, so I think it's time for us to prove that we shouldn't be and that we can skate with the best of them. So I think that if anything, it doesn't really change our game plan at all, but if anything, it makes us just want to beat them even more.
Awesome. And last question, I had to know, what about your team will make you a threat to BC?
I think our discipline and being able to adapt to anything that they throw at us. I think that us being able to come together as a team and talk about it and be like, you know what, this is what we have to change to combat whatever they throw at us. I think that's something that will help us. And then obviously our discipline and playing within our systems and just doing the right things and leaning on each other, I think again will help us. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, good luck this weekend, and thank you for joining us this week, Maeve, on Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel, baked fresh, baked daily. To order online, go to wickedbagel.com.
It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels, and that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations: 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel.
This is Jeffrey Glassman. For four generations, my family has called New England home. My grandfather taught me to always care for people and fight for what's right. At Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, that's exactly what we do. When you're hurt in a car crash, we fight big insurance companies to make sure you get the money you deserve. We care, we fight to win, and we don't get paid unless you do. Hurt? You gotta get Glassman. Call 617-777-7777.
Our BU in the Pros segment this week features former Terrier Jake Ottinger. The Dallas Stars goalie's most recent outing was a 7-1 victory over the Pittsburgh Penguins, with his former BU coach David Quinn on the opponent's bench assisting another former Terrier, Mike Sullivan, this season. At Boston University, the native of Lakeville, Minnesota, spent three seasons and received numerous accolades, including Hockey East All-Rookie and All-Star recognition. In 2018, Jake led BU to their ninth Hockey East tournament title and was named MVP for his estimable efforts and goal. In the NHL, Ottinger, a 2024 All-Star, has established himself as one of the league's top netminders. He is a likely selection to Team USA for the upcoming Four Nations tournament. The Stars rewarded their former first-round pick with an 8-year, $66 million contract. BU and the Pros is sponsored by Eastern Clothing of Watertown, providing a premium experience without the elevated price tag since 1937, with sizes to fit anyone and prices to fit any budget. Call 617-924-8240 or visit easternclothing.com to set up an appointment. BU and the Pros is sponsored by Eastern Clothing of Watertown, providing a premium experience without the elevated price tag since 1937, with sizes to fit anyone and prices to fit any budget. Call 617-924-8240 or visit easternclothing.com to set up an appointment.